ও জার্সি দিলে সি ওয়ান টু প্রে ফর রেফিউজি অ্যান্ড বোধিচিতা জেনারেট বোধিচিতা টেক রেফিউজ টেক রেফিউজ টুয়ার্ডস বুদ্ধা ধর্ম সংঘা বুদ্ধা ইজ অগমেন্ট স্টেট অওয়েকেনিং মাইন্ড অ্যান্ড ধর্ম ইজ ওয়ে টু ওয়েকেন to realize or achieve enlightenment. The two main points of Dharma, one is theoretical understanding, one is actual experience, actualizing the enlightenment. And the Sangha is people who practicing Dharma in group or individual who already achieved first the bhumi. That means he's really or experiencing actually realized person. So for these our path and destination and the companion, the three jewels. And also, not only some people who has this good quality with the right approach and the right aim, but also other people, all sentient beings who wish to be happy and want void of suffering, all beings are our mother, like sentient being. So we are not only talking about Buddhism, in who has have a same view, practice, and conduct, but also concerned about all sentient beings, wish them to be happy and achieve liberation. So these are the refuge and the bodhicitta. Now we're going to start from, I think we are with 17, but we're going to read it from the beginning. I think it's better. I won't waste too much time. I prostrate to the Guru's precious jewel and the spiritual friend, Yadam deities and three jewels. I supplicate to you, be my crown jewel. While being my crown ornament, please look upon my shameless mind. For phony practitioners who lack dharma, and have a shameless wrong intentions, I'm giving advice as a remedy. This will help you alone. So listen, this way of teaching is pretty much in Tibetan environment is very very suitable, although there are many people want to eagerly study and practice and try to improve themselves, that kind of attitude. They don't really see these little bit harsh, direct, straightforward words, these as taking a personal offense or unhappy of those sharp words, rather take those as a medicine, or we say the teacher who has the compassion may not use the fancy, the nice words. Sometimes they use painful words, but it's useful. And the pith instruction, which is direct hit to one's mind, is the for something good. The repurpose is as seeing those as a good thing. So if you listen to these words, some unpleasant words may come, but just read the author's intention is 100% good. If you do not expose your thoughts, you will not understand it. Not understand, you doubt. If you don't listen to loving advice, you will just get worse and worse. Your presence, your present, sufferings occur because you have done wrong in your past lives. The fault is yours. Prepare to bear hardship. Do not take the moral high ground. All pain and pleasures of the present depends on the karma from the past. So you do not have any choice, but whatever happens, make it your friend. The pleasures of this life are fleeting. If you want lasting happiness, you must willingly accept all the mineral sufferings of this life. Even the tiniest present pain can exhaust sufferings from the past deeds and become pleasure in the future. So cultivate joy for suffering. Adversity is the spiritual friend, is a spiritual friend. Obstacles inspire spiritual practice. Suffering is the broom of misdeeds. Do not upset or view them as a misfortune. Fame is flattery, is the flattery of the Mara. Respect is the lasso of the fetters, I think. Good fortune is a block to spiritual practice. Do not view poison as a medicine. These are worldly kind of aim that most people think it's normal. People pursuing fame, respect, fortune is, but we kind of stuck on those concept and pursuing those things, then we really ignoring the inner quality of natural inner qualities, which you can see, which is all doubt, hope, and fear came from those pursuing. If it's you can gain fame, it's no problem. Respect, no problem. Fortune, also no problem. But its problem is our attachment. If we have a very strong attachment, we even doing wrong way to pursuing those things. In order to gain fortune, maybe we want business people can cheat customers, can kind of use low quality to sell as a high quality, or do many things. So although even attempt to do that is to cheat people, or these are all commonly happen everywhere. So they don't think about something moral or karma when some people highly attached to wealth. And also for the fame of these people, angry or sometimes sad and some disparate, depressed, a lot of things from these emotions. So it's not free. It's kind of, it's a cage which is made of those so-called good fortune, actually imprisoning one's mind. imprisoned one's mind. So this is this point. If you don't cut through the idea of your project, whatever you do, you will never be happy. For those who see through their own projections, misfortune appears as a friend. If you aren't embarrassed by your own mind, others rebukes. Rebuke are an illusion. Do not listen to others' words. Instead, make your own mind the judge. Do not build yourself up in this life using Dharma to deceive by acting counter to Dharma as if that were Dharma. Put the worldly out of your mind. We think then though these part two of this, of the two, fame and bounty in this life and the dharma that helps in the next. Do not just do whatever comes up or else whatever carries you away. Definitely practice the dharma for the next. That means for liberation or next future, better future lives. Nothing is rarer than an entourage with the faith and respect. Nothing is worse than the scandal for a leader. Do not act like big wig, admired by all. Grasp the humble aspect of lowliness. Actually, this is the people who have some position or and have some fortune to follow some spiritual practice, then it said we should always still be careful. Do not spoil by the position or good opportunity, but always kind of become normal. If you have some knowledge, it's not that kind of a superiority something. It's just some merit. It's not an enlightened being yet, or even you can not know knowledge become good karma, source of good karma or bad karma. It's not definite. So similarly, people who have some position may not create good karma, may create bad karma too. So try to avoid any delusion. Not thinking about too much self-importance, because of a good opportunity. And it's also said, nothing rarer than the entourage with the faith and the respect. It means most of the people who have who've been with the masters, these less people have a real faith and respect. It's taught later, I think, more. Now is you are the lowliest in the world, being envious and competitive towards others with merit, while unashamed of your own fault is a mistake. So these are the people's attitude or mind who, training of mind, how to train yourself, you are approaching to enlightenment, but still that means you have to purify one's own mind, as the Buddha said. Do not commit any single negative action. Cultivate with the wealth of virtue and purify one's own mind. This is taught by Buddha. This is what the Dharma is. So purifying one's mind, one's own mind is very important. Attain one's own mind is very important. We are not necessarily, we don't have an immediate responsibility to tame others' mind, but our own. And so this is said because our, so in certain environment, we may have a sense of competition and jealous. These emotion occurs due to concern of one's own quality. I'm good, I'm not bad. Compare that person, I'm better than him or her. Or even it said there are many ways to thinking about this. If I have some mistake or shortcomings, I will think it's much less, not much. But if you see others have a similar type of shortcomings, we seen as a very important big scale. Sometimes this happens. And if we have above others a little bit, we think we are really great difference. We have different between us. So because the one always dear oneself, this is called self. So sometimes it's ego, sometimes called attachment. So these are misconceptions from the identity understanding about how we misidentify ourselves as there is an independent agent like behind our thoughts. So from Dharma study of interdependency, everything is a form, feelings and the formation and the concept of these and the formation, perception, consciousness. These are the elements what we kind of construct in identities as I and mine. So in this, let's see, the continuation of some interdependent rising is always there, endless continuation of this. But it doesn't mean we have the solid independent agent, self or soul is there. We can dissolve, and these are easily misunderstood. I think, how do we say? We say that is the nature of empty, but we will appear. That is the everything, not only kind of mind, but everything is like that. So it's a kind of a union of emptiness and appearance. So if we don't really understand the essence of this, then we have a fake identity came surface into our mind. That is the king sitting behind of our thoughts or thinking there is a sense of I in the physical body or the thoughts behind that thought. So physical body also transforming all the time, changing and accumulating and changing deteriorating. This happens. Mind also many thoughts and emotion from the gross and the subtle, these coming and going. So everything is that there is a continuation. Even single atoms, if you say, they never really disappear, but continuously observing or becoming part of some phenomenon and then continuously kind of changing. So then from this, we have a vast kind of 360 degree of view from a phenomenon, not only one angle of self, this, only this life or this form of body that is me, or construct idea, conceptual construction, or how to say, is that, we can create like a virtual reality. You can create a narrative, you can use your narrative, the thinking, you can create many things. You can create commonly the group effort to create a drama or film. And we feel that characters and the fictions have a life. The characters, individual, have a familiar with those actions. We see them as a, we can consider them as a real person. But if the writer said, this is just, I think the, those stories didn't really exist, the original, any story. Then people think, before we have attachment or emotion, then rest. Later on, we thought it's like an imaginable kind of a way. Our attachment is still there. This is saying this objectifying the things, the object is real, exists or not exists, that it doesn't be any more important. The more important is how you deceive, you percept, your perception, how you perceive things, with a strong identity and the belief is real. So, so the inner here is not really much related to this, but here said important is one have to gain the wisdom realization. If before that we shouldn't like compare many worldly things and to gain to raise attachment towards worldly things and then can have the competition for these people who have the merit and the wisdom. We should respect and these with people doing good on practice. These some are realized person or almost close to only there. These people are very very important and having those. Rejoice, not the competition and the envious feeling. Envious always create human damaging friendship. No use for others, no use for ourselves. Rejoice is much better choice or much better condition, much better good. Good for common good. People rejoice others, then have a two happy people. One is happy, then the other one have a competitive or mind or envious kind of feeling. Then it's sad. Others good creates your own negative karma. And also that if you want think, or because I have a competitive mind, if I become envious, then the other world kind of also become less insignificant or something. Then some people out of their not virtuous mind wish that happens. But actually, only one who envious will create more negative karma, but the other one, it doesn't really affect by that. So he's still great or something. Doing good, they will continuously doing good. So this is a one. The Dharma is always said, it's cultivate your own mind, purifying your own mind until you fully realize the not saying you have to win everybody out or there. You should put them down or something like that. Not that. That's not down. And then 15, without reversing from deep within, desire from appearance and the sensory object, do not act to deceive lay people by faking a wish to be vulnerable. So these are like talking to people like me or other who teaching Dharma or these. So it's a, and it said, do not, so some people may have a thinking you have to be show like a great person. And I understand these are maybe not bad intention. Maybe it's a good intention, but actuality is one have to be really cultivated by cultivate themselves, and especially practice more about the renunciation and these practices, not too much greedy to anything. And the sensory object means we have to food or something. If we are too picky, too much dislike this and that and these. Some people think I'm very picky means I'm I have a good life or I'm a good social status. I don't like this. I'm always in good environment. That kind of a feeling, that kind of a, expression. I don't wear clothes up to 6 months or throw away and then again buy new one. I heard someone said that every 6 months I change every clothes and shoes and everything kind of to other cycle that I don't wear anymore. If I buy something and everything must be very, very kind of a high end or those feeling. So and not only wearing and clothes and but also maybe all necessary needed luxury things. So this is a it. But of course, if you see other teacher or people who have a very expensive low watch or cell phone or anything like that, may not necessarily means they're attached to them, too attached to those material things. Maybe it's for other purpose. We don't know. Some people may judge. People say, "You, this is a monk. Why he have to be so kind of thinking too much, create too much wealth?" Then, if it's not a good purpose, it's unfortunate. They said here. So maybe it's a be vulnerable. Same time have an inside not that vulnerable. The situation happens. And so for this people who give in teaching or like appearance as a teacher, then should be more cautious and self-discipline is necessary. And 16, unless you have a conviction in your mind about sutra and the tantra in the Buddha taught, do not be so proud and delude yourself by clinging to jargon and words. So these are also kind of words hit people like us, like me, who teaching Buddha, Dharma, then should really think about these words deeply. So this is the same as we talked before. We said Dharma has two main aspects. One is theoretical understanding. One is experiential understanding or realization. So for these two, if what best cases is both very important. For self-realization, you don't need to know a lot of C theory. Maybe there are a lot of approach to enlightenment. Some illiterate people contain enlightenment. This is not to have to have a PhD education or something, you know. PhD education even may or same have a same tendency possibility to fall on the three lower realms. But if only theoretical teaching is not enough, the best case, of course, theoretical understanding or rational understanding and also the practice realization or practice, actual practice, experience, actualizing the meaning is very important in their training or meditation. So wisdom also aspect has the hearing aspect of wisdom, gaining wisdom, contemplation, gaining wisdom, and cultivation, gaining wisdom, and eventually realization of wisdom, these differences. And if one do not have the actual realization, if it, then should this person still talk or dharma? Is that he is qualified to teach? That is the said in different sutras also too. You need kind of good aim, good motivation. If your motivation is driven by the bodhicitta, then it's you are qualified to teach. You have the right view with what's called view, practice, conduct, and enlightenment. At least you have a view. So correct view is the eye of wisdom or door of the wisdom path. So you can lead people into wisdom path. And then the actual practice is very important, because sometimes it's said, if you explanation from theoretical understanding, you need a really long time to make people understanding. But if one have an actual realization, then anywhere kind of a part of it, their movement or communication is easily people gain enlightenment or gain the understanding. Not really, maybe not sudden enlightenment possible, but less rare happens. But then easily bring inspiration to people. So in this is very important. So it said, do not, because knowing some dharma, they know some sutra teachings and tantra teachings, don't be so proud and delude yourself and by clinging jargons and words. So jargons, it is because some people may felt foreign to particular words. You are very familiar with those terms. So you feel a sense of superiority, thinking, oh, they don't know even this words or that kind of a story or behind that meaning, this words of meaning. Even Bodhi is an Indian language, waking the words Buddha, Dharma, Sangha, or many, many other words. So the studying is good. They're not saying disproving the studying part, but saying it's very, very essential, because while you study, you want to gain realization. You want kind of serving others, gain realization. So it's very important. It's like people who can drive the car and teach other people how to drive. It's much easier. If you don't drive yourself and you know they understand theoretical how it works, then you teach others, they're now not that effective. Or we can say, you know what the menu of a list of a food, you know what the meaning of that words and the menu, and but you never tasted those food. And then other people who know that menu and also the food have a first-hand experience, how even know how to cook it, then it's much better. It's that way. And then 17th, ingrained from beginningless time, misconceptions are not discarded at once. So do not accept do not expect excellence too soon. Develop your mind gradually. This is very important also too, because sometimes we have these, especially new to Dharma practice, some people may think, I should have several courses of teaching and then I should attain something. Even three years, it's very long for them. Some people, they think, maybe 5 years in a one school is very long. You have to go up high school, maybe 4 years or 3 years. Middle school is some university, maybe five, seven. I don't know if you can calculate, but some years you have a master, you have a graduation after that. This doesn't really apply to Dharma practice. We should say this is ingrained from the beginningless time. That our behavior, our sense of grasping nature of see everything as a real solid kind of is very deep, and then our craving, desire, and the rough emotion of lust, anger, these are very deeply inhabit in our mind. So to transform these so-called ignorance, it's not easy, not that easy. So for some people have these experience of immediately they changed their behavior. These stories in Zen and Tibetan masters story sometimes happens. But these said, they have had cultivated in the past life. So this life appears as a much easier. But from the beginning, like life story of a Buddha, he also passing through many kind of hardship, and they always accumulate virtuous deeds in those lives and continuously. So eventually he become Buddha. So that you should say, how long doesn't matter, as long as they require more practice, I will do it. That kind of attitude, not thinking about what time is there is a limit or in of this life, but the continuation of this life in the past life will have a long life, continuation. So we should have this put effort continuously, like you, anywhere you go, you have a destination in your mind, then you don't miss that point, the destination, you eventually you will arrive. But if you say, oh, I should arrive very soon, then doesn't really help much. So it's a kind of any situation, we should check our own behavior, our own mental environment, situation. Like you can check or observe our own subtle behavior, that normally what we thinking about things, how we really have the compassion aspect of thinking more, or it's more negative, or both, in sometimes merging in different things. If you see some people as a threat or a negative, then or how our compassion really reduce quickly. If we see other people harmless, maybe we have easier to generate compassion. If someone is very, very kind to you, then you have a much, much easier to kind of pay back or generate great compassion. So then that means we have a conditioned mind. Our compassion is really based on very circumstances. So we should be aware of those situations. And eventually, doesn't matter someone harm you or disrespect or anything, but you always concern of their well-being. We also not really even single person left or out of the circle. Let's see, we teasing out any of us sentient beings, our good wish is wrong, right? Death is wrong. And so we always including everything, everybody, every individual of sentient beings. temporarily, of course, their behavior is unacceptable. This happens. That doesn't mean we reject completely. You can disagree with the people, or these are okay for temporary. You can even use necessary hard method to stop their wrongdoing. That those are good, but you have to be kind of you can maintain those more good motivation from beginning to end. Not in the beginning you have a good motivation, in the middle we are changing, and the end we kind of become enemy. That is not good. And then doing studies in competitively, being a teacher for fame, and speaking with the pride of wanting to be erudite, think these three become Dharma. Can these three become Dharma? So these are also very, very important teachings. So it said in many environments, one of the way of study is the competition. Improve yourself by competition. Like supports exercise, supports competitive, always competition in support. They're giving you a score. You should be testing your speed or high of your jumping and compare to different people from different region. Then you will have a national pride or race or these many things coming in one's mind. So studying also, once they think, oh, I should study greater than other schools. This school has a fame, meaning of the fame, honor, rewards, important legacy. Some people proud of their family heritage. Some people kind of maybe different way to see, you know. Then competitive study for secular knowledge, it's not bad. Maybe you only think of only secular point aspect, maybe it's necessary or good. In Buddhist or spiritual path, then it's complicated. Even there is a study of a debate in courtyard, and you're always debating with other people, then people praising who is a very sharp debater and how he's clever or use precise words and the logic, these in high speed to quick answer, and these question and answer these. But often, always there is a ritual you have to practice. Instead, you doesn't matter how kind of use how much different words, almost like attacking people's kind of question and answer in tricking people, and sometimes this happens. But you have to see other people as a wisdom aspect of a deity. Increase to help you increase your wisdom, understanding. These are said. So then, when you raise your right hand, and then to clap to the left hand, and to sharp sound hand clap. Then this is said. You raise your own wisdom, and then to when you kind of clap your hand, that means driven out, or you can say diminish your own ignorance. Doesn't the clap hand doesn't give others pressure or something, you know, you are only aspect of challenging others' question, answer, you challenging others, the debate part, but your inner cultivation, this is a gesture of inner cultivation. These are basic kind of training. And also in the beginning and the end, never really people take a personal, any people laughing around people, you say, oh, you are not very good, or that answer is great, and the other part is lost. These happens, but people seeing these as a very joyful kind of environment. They don't have heavy baggage, but after that, hit by somebody's words, or you thinking about how to, revenge, or this, no, not happening. You, of course, if you say, oh, our next time will become better and to defeat others, maybe these are okay, but, you know, in the deeper mind, these are plays, not really, nothing really take personal, these things. These are, in the past, monastery, you can see people are laughing, very happy, both sides. And both sides become friend every time. That's training. Like play basketball, even you are different team sometimes in this team, that team, but doesn't harm your relationship the same. But in future people, we don't know. The psychology is changing and the way of education is changing. You have to really be careful, especially in California's type of education. Sometimes it's very dangerous. Make so many create unnecessary misunderstanding and conflict by the way didn't to pay too much attention to the way of psychology itself. I heard that some parents, they said, oh, the children, kids taught by school said you have to find subtle violence from others and you have to fight back, something like that. So that is really not good. You should learn how to tolerate these, but not then you always can find uncomfortable here and there. So you are not happy mood in most of the case. I think this is a being teacher for fame and speaking with pride, wanting to irritate. I think these. What's it first? Doing study competitively. Yes. Our study should be, as we in the beginning, excellent beginning, excellent in the middle, and excellency in the end. That says how to do it. When you study, generate compassion and go beyond the worldly aim. We try to kind of achieve ultimate relation, the liberation. And for teaching Dharma also create both merit and wisdom. But if you thinking about worldly fame, then you only get some worldly fame. It's easy to lose those fame. Speaking with this pride, also, this pride happens, then how to say that is, short kind of a gain, short feeling. That gain has consequences of create blocks of spiritual progress, and also not good for the person or self, and also not good for people. If you person, any person, I think same, see person too much, proud, pride person, people don't like those people. It's a common experience. Some people may temporarily like it, but the long term, I think, don't think so. These, said 19, there is no benefit in teaching others what hasn't risen in your own mind. You should be ashamed of yourself. So do not sell the true Dharma for gain. So these are great words. We should, anybody studying Dharma, especially who teaching Dharma, think of those again and again. That me has saying in the commercial society, a world of everything has a tag of a price. So we should especially pay attention to teaching others. As we said before, the best case is you have to have a realization. Then you, any way you talk, any the you have the first the ground, you have the basic, the ultimate, the authority or rights to talk about the experiential level of Dharma and actual realization. And then, as we talked said before, so before that, you only used finger to point moon, but you never really actually let people understand moon itself. It's very difficult. Only people may seek more in finger, in words. But also at the same time, we don't disagrees, or we can say we don't look in light or look emphasize the theoretical understanding is important, definitely important. But it's basically case is not only theoretical understanding, but the actual experience is more important. So first, the theoretical understanding is like a platform to gain a deeper realization for common kind of a, progressing the Dharma practice realization. But especially some pinpoint, or if you teach aspect of experience, then without the experience, you cannot teach much. So this is a, said. So now, especially using Dharma, sometimes people, you cannot really guess or see who is have a genuine intention to the leading people's mind or guiding people, or you can say, introduce Dharma in good motivation. Or they wanted to create more self, enrich their material wealth or something. It's hard to tell. But if one to ask themselves, or one ask one own mind, say, what is the situation? Then it's much more clear, picture. Then you can, kind of use these precious words to guide yourself to do right thing. But if you other people criticize somebody, they may deny or attack back, or a personal conflict. Or if you want to guess others' motivation, it's difficult. Sometimes it's you say that it's wrong, or sometimes it's right. If you say that it's right, maybe with a good motivation, may have a positive effect. If with a negative emotion, anger cannot address another anger. Similarly, it creates negative consequences, negative karma, become negative deeds. If you think others are bad, actually it's good. It's a so-called, how to say, it creates a great scale of negative deeds. So it's a, it's important to kind of self-check is best. So not feeling truly weary with the world, you keep the eight concerns in your heart, and the foreign renunciation to others. Do not grumble so much. So this is said the teacher Karo Gomchong mainly emphasized here is to say not the eight worldly gain or eight worldly dharma. We should go beyond. Otherwise, motivation is worldly thing, worldly concern, worldly gain, or this, whether who's study following or who is teaching, both sides, it's important. We actually, these dharma lead us to go beyond of samsara and nirvana. They are capable to do that. If we use this great approach or methods or tool to serving worldly gain, worldly aim, worldly activities, no matter how much fame or kind of a legacy or so-called legacy we create, actually still the seeds of a cycle of existence. So no long-term benefit. So this is the aim, the means here. So it's a renunciation. If we don't have a really renunciation of, we are really attached to this world and people and all luxury or all sensory, gain or, they use special words, I think here. Sensory objects, yes. Desire for appearances, sensory objects. Then, of course, people wanted to become a good student and also, teacher also want to become good teacher. So everybody say, oh, you should create, generate renunciation. We agree. We should cultivate with a bodhicitta. Absolutely wonderful. And then you once should realize, emptiness. Then that is a most great thing to do. But, then these are just you kind of aspiration. Doesn't really say conduct or, so. This aspiration is good, but we shouldn't stop at that level. We should continuously progress in action. So not feeling too weary with the world, that means we still stuck on this attachment toward worldly things. And keep the eight concerns. A concern is the gain and lose, too much concern of these, and pleasure and pain. We're always thinking of those, and how to avoid pain and how to can increase pleasure. Similarly, avoid loss and lose and gain, increase gain. And same, try to avoid blame and praise, increase praise and increase fame. Decrease or kind of eliminate the disgrace that is worldly concern. For worldly, not only just thinking about worldly thing, not really thinking about liberation of fundamental liberation, then these are no problem. You should do that. Gain and lose and pain and pleasure, pleasure and pain. So praise and blame, fame and disgrace. Of course, we choose gain and pleasure, praise and fame. Who choose the rest? But from the, if you go beyond of samsara and even in dharma, Mahayana dharma said, going beyond of even nirvana, like silence forever, that kind of nirvana. Then we should think these are really a pondering in between of these worldly concerns, then we have a much opportunity of high percentage we continuously wandering in cyclic existence because we're driven by these feeling and this aim, these thoughts. So aspiration gone beyond is good, but actually we are not taking steps following that aspect is the shortcomings. So, you said, and foreign renunciation to others, frame. So they said, oh, people, the way people, they say, do you have a, do you practice renunciation or how is your renunciation? We should be honest. So based on real situation, you can have a great confidence to improve yourself. If there is no renunciation, then we say, no, we don't have much renunciation yet, but we will continue to kind of change. That is a better answer. If you say, oh, I'm already renounced the person, but inside of the mind is not that case, then it's called like cheating, or we can say maybe cheating oneself is more deeper is the problem. So others may not really taking your words really sincerely or too much importance in that case. People just ask and then hearing that answer, that's all. Even you say something truth or false, they both may not really making not so much important for to them. So this is these, so last words, do not grumble so much. It means renounce means not necessarily you have to give up everything. That's for the renounce. You become very poor. That is renounce. Doesn't really say that. Any circumstances you not really touch to particular things and the wealth, especially, and beings. You have a love with them, but you don't really think these are mine, like belonging to you, that kind of feeling. Then when you really need to give up, you are kind of easily letting go. That is renounce. If you not always, we generally expect like a pleasure and liberation, these. But in the real life, there is a loss. There is a pain and there is a pleasure, there is a pain. There is a praise, always some people blame. So same fame and the disgrace, that kind of people attacking you or make your name bad, this always happens. So you have to adjust yourself to accept both. So then we don't have so much kind of hope and fear that bouncing back and forth in those concept. Then he said, if you really say you don't have a attachment to worldly things, then don't grumble so much. This means you should come accept reality all the time. And I think the time is up and I'm going to stop here. May the lives of the glorious master be secure, and may the all sentient beings enjoy happiness and peace. May we all accumulate the merit and wisdom, purifying all negative karma, and sweetly reach enlightenment. And I think I can also, let's see. Last time we have the Bodhisattva garland of jewels. Still, cultivate each meditation sessions. What you do, you kind of read some part, some stanzas, and then to continue cultivate. Thank you very much. We'll see you on Thursday.